The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tav Kuf Memtes, the laws of Tisha B'Av Ushar Tanyos, the other fast days. It says, Chayivim lehitanot b'Tisha B'Av, b'Shavasa b'Tamuz, b'Gimel b'Tishrei, b'Yud b'Teves. 4 days that one should fast. The fourth one being today, the 10th day of Teves. B'Pnei Dvarim Harayim She'iru, because of the bad things that happened on those days. What happened? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry. Vasar b'teves shebo samach melech bavel Nebuchadnezzar harasha al Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar went ahead and placed a siege around Jerusalem. Ve'ivya b'matzor matzok u'mazen nimshach achorban. And from that siege, ultimately the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av 2.5 years later. 30 months later, there was a siege for 30 months, which ultimately ended up with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. Okay. Later on, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei, the Shulchan Aruch talks about other days that you're supposed to fast on. Gives a whole list of fast days, many that we don't observe. And it says, Beches v'teves, 2 days ago, on the 8th of Teves, Nichtava ha-Torah Yuvanis. The Torah was translated into Greek, Bimei Talmai Amelach, the Egyptian king Talmai, by Achoshach ba'olam gimel yamim. There were 3 days of darkness because of the fact that the Torah was translated into the Greek language. And therefore it's a fast day. Horrible day. 2 days ago, the Ches of Teves was observed as a fast day. Ubetesbo, yesterday, the 9th day of Teves, also is a fast day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo noda ezo ki hatzara she'irabo. We don't know what happened, but it was observed as a fast day, and it's not known to us what the tsar, what the bad thing that happened to the Jewish people, that it ended up in a fast day, but it was observed as a fast day, the 9th day of Teves. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, he fills in the blank over here, Sifkat Nid Gimel, he says, Lo noda, what really happened on the 9th day, what happened yesterday? Ubeslichos shalanu, in the slichos that we recited this morning, on the Sar B'Teves, Isa says, Shemis Ezra HaSofer. It says that Ezra died. And since Ezra died, that was a horrible thing for the Jewish people. And therefore, it was set as a fast day. Now, it's very nice that the Mishnah Berurah added this in. I mean, it says it in our slichos. It's explicit why there was a fast day yesterday. Why yesterday was a difficult day for the Jewish people. The Taz in the Shulchan Aruch, he asks that on the Shulchan Aruch. So what are you talking about? You don't know why. You know exactly why. It says it in the slichos that everyone says that Ezra Sofer died. So what does it mean that you're saying that we don't know the reason that we fast on the 9th day of Teves? I want to share with you an incredible novel answer that's given by the Chassam Sofer in his drushos, in his drush for the 8th of Teves. And he says as follows. Let's take a step back for a second. What the 8th of Teves was about. Okay, the Torah was translated into Greek. Big deal. And we all benefit tremendously from Art Scroll. It's the savior of our generation. Definitely created enormous amounts of Talmud Torah. Every single person has immense gratitude to Art Scroll for what they did. So it was translated to Greek. Why is that a bad thing? That there was darkness that was brought into the world for 3 days because of this? Well, a fast day? What's the deal? So the Chassam Sofer explains, because the Torah, the Torah has many, many layers. There's a lot of explanation to every single word in the Torah. We could have one pasuk, and we could have the simple explanation of that pasuk, and then there's a deeper understanding. There's the Torah Shebaal Peh, which goes along and tells us that the reason this pasuk is next to that pasuk brings even a deeper understanding. This word is used over here. This word is used in another place. They share a meaning, even a deeper meaning. The letters that make up the words, the gematrias of the words, there are layers and layers and layers to every single word and letter in the Torah. When you go ahead and you translate something, you're giving a specific definition. This is the way it is. That's what it means. In the English or in the Greek, you don't see multiple understandings or multiple translations, right? When you translate a pasuk into English, we don't know that there might be five other explanations to that pasuk. The article had a very hard work to do. They had to pick something that would at least one explanation that it could work with. But it limits the depth of what the Torah really is about. It limits the depth of Hashem's knowledge, which is infinite and is in the Torah. It limits our ability to tap into the greatness and the vast level of chachma, of wisdom that's in every single word. So when it was translated into Greek, basically, it was set a certain way, might not even been the correct way, but it was set, this is what it is. And people start to read the Greek, and they start saying, hey, I just read the Greek version, and I got it. I'm learning the Torah, I understand what it says. And all of a sudden, superficiality starts, the incorrect understanding of the Torah starts, but we feel like we're learning it, and we feel like we know it. So once we know it, once we experienced it, we're done with it. And that was the darkness that was brought into the world on the eighth day of Teves, because all of a sudden, the greatness of what the Torah really is about began to be lost. Who was Ezra Sofer, who died on the ninth day of Teves? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, on Daf Chaf Aleph, that really the Torah should have been given by Ezra. It's just that it was given beforehand by Moshe. Ezra was on the level that the Torah could have been given by him. And the Gemara says that even though the Torah was already given, so it didn't have to be given again, but the ksav, the writing, the letters, the words of the Torah were given by him. And the Chasam Sofer goes along and explains that when the Jewish people went into Galus, they were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. So with the exile, they lost the Torah on some level. Wasn't the same thing. That's why the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary in Shir HaShirim that we conclude our Shmon Esrei every single day with the Yehi Ratzon, where we daven that Sheyibde Beis Hamikdash B'mheirav Yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sar Asacha. We daven that we should have the Beis Hamikdash and then we can get the Chelek in Torah, we can get our portion in the Torah, because without the Beis Hamikdash, with the exile, we lost our ability to connect to the Torah, to understand the Torah in the greatest way. Like that's what the Rambam writes, that one of the things we wait for with Mashiach is that we'll be able to have deeper understandings of the Torah. So with the exile, with the galus, came choshech, came darkness, not being able to appreciate the Torah in the greatest way. And Ezra had the responsibility and the mission to go ahead and teach the Torah. As Chasam Sofer says, he taught them how to look into the letters, how to look at the little tagin, the crowns on top of the letters, and learn from there many levels of depth in the Torah. That's what Ezra was about. Ezra was the continuation of the oral Torah. He was teaching us what's much behind the scenes of what every single pasuk is about. With the loss of Ezra, we didn't have that anymore. We didn't have that person to tell us what is going on behind the scenes, the depth of the Torah to allow us to appreciate in every little letter, every little nuance of the way the letter is written, what is really going on behind there. So he explains as follows. This is unbelievable. He says, of course the Shulchan Aruch knew. Everyone knew that the ninth day was the day that Ezra died, and therefore they observed it as a fast day. Everyone knew that. But once the the Teves occurred, once the eighth day of Teves occurred, once the Torah was translated into Greek, once the people, the masses, started to become accustomed to reading the Torah in a totally different language, not looking at the words and thinking, what does this word mean? Why does this word have the same letters like that? Why is this word over here? What is the meaning behind it? What does the oral Torah tell us about this? Amelus, work within the Torah itself. They became, you know, sit back on the couch with your feet up in pina colada and then read it in Greek. So all of a sudden, they became superficial. It was easy. You don't need the rabbi. You don't need the transmission. Ezra, that guy back then, we didn't really need him. Oh, he died? We're gonna fast the day that he died? What do we need him for anyway? We have the Torah in Greek, it's all easy. Meaning once that hashkafa occurred, that they started to see the Torah as something superficial, something without the depth, not seeing what it's all about, they no longer appreciated the fact that Ezra died. They didn't appreciate what the loss was with the death of Ezra. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, lo noda, it's not known to us, doesn't mean historically we don't know, and let's go ask the historians why they started to fast on the 9th of Teves. Everyone knew. But lo noda, they didn't appreciate, why in the world are we fasting today? It didn't make sense. There was no reason to fast anymore on the 10th, on the 9th of Teves, because they didn't appreciate what it was about the loss of Ezra. And of course, on the 10th of Teves, today, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash began with the siege. With that siege, okay, it took 30 months, but with the siege, like the Mishnah Berurah says, it ultimately ended up in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which means that the Torah would be lost. On a certain level, we would no longer have the access, the ability to the true, awesome, rich depths of Torah. We'd be sent into the Gullus, sent into exile, and we'd become superficial. We won't take it seriously anymore. We won't toil for what we want to get. And therefore, all 3 days have the same theme. And that is that we lost the ability to appreciate the incredible vastness of our Torah. And we today are in the Gullus. We're still in exile. And unfortunately, this is the plague of our generation. Everyone knows that why would you study for a test if you could just get the cliff notes? Why would you read another book if you could just use the same book report that you used 2 years ago, 3 years ago in a different class? Right? It's the goal that matters. We don't try to think deeper. We don't question. If we have a question, God forbid, all of a sudden that changes course. Right? We run away from confronting difficulties. It's always the easy way out, superficiality. That's one of the plagues of our generation. And that's what happened already back then, on the Ches of Teves, on the Test of Teves. All of a sudden, we lost that access, the easy access, to have to work, to try to get down and dirty, try to get deeper, to try to see the beauty, the incredible, amazing depth of the Torah. We lost that. And that, all of a sudden, goes into our entire lives. And what happens? Hashem says, look, I'm going to give you a siege. Well, you thought it was easy to go out of Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim. You could get the food as you want. People were dying of starvation in Yerushalayim when they were under siege. You thought it was so easy, go in and out whenever you want. I'm going to show you, life is not that easy. It's not as simple to get everything that you want. Some days you have to work hard. You have to realize that. And the work hard is worthwhile. It allows you to grow. It allows us to see the beauty of life. It allows us to see the beauty of the Torah. It allows us to see the beauty of Hashem. Every time we try to take the easy way out, we just lose out. So yeah, it's not bad to use the art scroll. It's not bad to use the help of the amazing gift that we have in our generation. But we can't think that that's where it ends. We have to always try to make it deeper and to get deeper and to learn more and to understand more and question more and see the richness of the Torah. You have to keep on going. And all of us have experienced, even now, there's a siege on some level. Can't get into the country, out of the country. We became complacent. 70, 80 years ago, you would have said, oh yeah, I'm going to live in Yerushalayim, I'm going to travel there for the Yom Tovim. People would have thought you're out of your minds, and they would have admitted you to a hospital. You're crazy. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I come, I go. It's easy. And then there's a border. There's no, you can't get in, you can't get out. It's not as easy as we thought. Because we start to lose our appreciation for everything that we have and for doing some work for it. We lose that. And that was the siege that happened in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. All of a sudden, Bnei Yisrael lost that ability. When you start to become complacent, you don't appreciate the depths of the Torah, you'll see the easy way out. So yeah, Hashem says, so then that's it. There's going to be a siege. I'm going to show you that it's not as easy anymore. And unfortunately, ends up with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, where we lose that ability, the accessibility to the depthness of the Torah. So as the Rambam writes, every fast day is a day of tshuva. It's a day of reflecting. It's not just we fast and we eat and we move on. It's a day of thinking about what we could change And we have to try to find in our lives, we're all affected by it because it's the whole culture of the entire world, that the easy way out. We have to try to see, no, it's not the way it is. We have to push ourselves. We have to push ourselves in learning. When even when it's a little bit hard, every person has to have one point in their day when it's not the easiest to learn or it's not the most exciting topic that they want to learn, but they push themselves because they want to see the beauty of the Torah. And every time we push ourselves, that's how we get the access. That's how we're able to see the greatness of the present that we have from Hashem. I just want to close with one important announcement. So in Eishet Torah, it's not just 3 days of darkness. The Ches of Teves, the Tes of Teves, the 9th, and today the 10th of Teves. But for all, anyone who's been here last year, the year before, or even longer, so we know that tomorrow and the day after were days of darkness for our yeshiva. What happened? On the 11th of Teves, tomorrow, one of our Rebbeim, Reuven Biermacher, who used to give shiur right there in the alcove, he left at 1 o'clock right after his shiur. My office used to be through that door. I walked past him 20 minutes before 1 o'clock. He walked home. He left through Shaar Yafo, and unfortunately, he was stabbed on the 11th, right? 15 minutes later, outside of Shaar Yafo. And on the 12th of Teves, that night, unfortunately, he succumbed to his wounds and he passed away. So those were very, very dark days in the yeshiva, something that we still mourn to this day. And he was a person that we'll hear more about over the coming in the coming days, who pushed and grew and did everything, even if it was difficult, for the beauty of Torah and had a tremendous excitement for Torah. And we actually commemorate that on Thursday, which is the actual yahrzeit. There'll be information going around about how the whole entire yeshiva is going to go to the place where he was murdered. And we're going to daven there and have a shmooze there to commemorate that event. But we have to realize that we have to try to get through the darkness. We have to light it up. How do you light it up? By working hard, pushing through the darkness, even when it's not easy. And by doing so, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll all be able to see the light. The light of Torah will shine throughout all our lives and all of the lives of Klal Yisrael.